This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is locked and loaded after the attack on Saudi oil facilities. And analysts are warning that if the price of oil stays at record highs, it could further risk a global recession. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Locked and loaded. That's the message from President Donald Trump, who said the U.S. was primed after weekend attacks on the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. Trump tweeted on Sunday saying there's reason to believe that we know the culprit. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also took to Twitter, blaming Iran for the attack on state oil giant Aramco instead of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have claimed responsibility. So far, Iran has denied involvement in the strikes, which have wiped out 5% of global oil production, but have warned they're ready for a full-fledged war. It's inflaming investor concerns about the state of U.S.-Iran relations and stability in the Middle East.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Tunisians voted Sunday to select their next president among some two dozen candidates, with unofficial results suggesting two outsider candidates are ahead. Members of the United Auto Workers Union began a strike Monday against General Motors as the two sides remain apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are set to resume today, but plants that make cars and parts in nine states will be closed, with nearly 50,000 workers off the job. Forecasters say the east coast of Florida will likely escape damage as Tropical Storm Humberto is expected to remain well offshore through Wednesday. Earlier, forecasters had said that it was already moving away from the Bahamas, which is still reeling from Hurricane Dorian. This is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin,